have any inui that is holding you back, it's time to get motivated and voila, you will be back on track to crush your goals. For those who are not familiar, inui is defined as listlessness and dissatisfaction resulting from lack of interest or boredom. I have struggled with inui in the past. How about you? Hello and welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner. In this place, the Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas, encouragement, and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset does determine success, whatever you do. And you can develop a strong mindset. It is a skill you can learn. Now, some of you who heard this introduction may be gritting your teeth right now because you know that there is something wrong with what I've been saying. This Monday Morning Mindset is not about ennui, at least not the definition of ennui. Today, I'm talking about being willing to be wrong. The word E-N-N-U-I is not pronounced inui. It is pronounced ennui. It's a word that we, from English speakers, stole from the French. And sometimes I wonder about the wisdom of stealing words from the French because English speakers, like me especially, I can never guess how a French word is supposed to be pronounced by reading it. So when I read inui, I pronounce it like the Hawaiian of each letter kind of individually. Each vowel is sounded individually. And I said inui. It is pronounced ennui. Again, it is a French word. And no disrespect to the French, but you have to really understand and study the French language to be able to read what they write and be able to pronounce it out loud. The other French word I used is voila. Now, for years, I spelled voila wrong. I spelled it, the way it sounds, W-A-L-A-H. And I didn't find out that I was wrong until I spelled it in a college class. And then when I would read voila, which is pronounced V, or is written V-O-I-L-A, again, it's a French word and English, why is the V pronounced as a W? But that's just the French language. So I would kind of transpose when I was reading, would transpose the O and the I, and it looked like viola. I was wrong in the way that I did that. Another thing that I have been wrong about, it wasn't like something that was life or death, but it was a question on Jeopardy, and the answer was like, what was the smallest woodwind instrument in the orchestra? And I could hear the sound of a piccolo, and I'm like, a piccolo is not a woodwind. And my wife says piccolo, and I said, piccolo is not a woodwind, it's a flute. I mean, a woodwind instrument. It has a reed in it, and you blow through, and it's the wood that makes the sound. And my wife informed me that no, the piccolo and flute are ranked right up there with the saxophone and the oboe and the clarinet, with the actual makes sense. So is why those would be woodwind instruments, because they have a piece of wood. I was wrong. I would have gotten that one wrong in the Jeopardy if I were playing Jeopardy. Now our education system, the way we're raised, we get conditioned to be afraid of being wrong. I mean, that's just part of, now they may have changed it now. I hear some of the things, but when I was in school, and even college, which was, it's not that long ago, our education system graded you and you received back your paper with red ink that marked everything that was wrong about what you did. Not necessarily the best way to, it's not the best motivation to get people, because you create this fear of being wrong. You have to find the right answer. And it's like, there's a lot of times when my pilot is flying the plane, I want him to be right 100% of the time. But, pilots are actually trained to deal with the things that go wrong. You and I never know about it because we're sitting comfortably in the back, looking out at the clouds, and if things go wrong, the pilots are trained to deal with the things that go wrong. But But they that's a talent that they have. But we educate ourselves. That's our focus, is find the right answer. Well, one of the things that I wrote in my book is that sometimes there's more than one right answer. We tend to stop looking when we find the first right answer. Sometimes there's another right answer that isn't necessarily wrong and might give you a different perspective on this, on the problem. That is called creative thinking. But you're taught in school, here is the answer. Memorize the answer so that when I ask you the question on the test, you will be able to repeat this answer to me. And you will be right, because that is the right answer. That's maybe a little bit extreme, but that's what I remember from being in school, is that there was a set of facts. There were things out there. You need to learn all of these right things to know so that when we ask you on the test, you can give them back to us. Now, there's been studies done about people who have what's called a fixed mindset. There's a woman who wrote a book, I can't remember the name of it right now, but she talked about the difference between a fixed mindset and flexible mindset. The fixed mindset people have the idea that if you think you might be wrong, why even try? And they have that idea that just making progress to learn something gradually is like, no, I need to have the right answer every time. There are people out there who have this fixed mindset. And so the education system kind of plays into this for even those who don't have a fixed mindset, is that you need to be right. You always need to be right. And if you're wrong, then that's bad. Well, it can be. I mean, there are times when having the wrong answer oftentimes can lead you to the things that are not good. But that's not the case every time. And the thing is that once we get out of school, our education tends to make us believe that we are right in all the things that we think we know. But what if what we know, put that in quotes, these are the things that we know, what if that isn't always right? For example, here are some things that we used to know back in the day. I mean, we used to know this was the way things are, but the things that we used to know that are not so. For example, it used to be common knowledge that the Earth was the center of the universe. It used to be common knowledge among a lot of people that the Earth is flat. It used to be common knowledge. Everyone knew the sun revolves around the Earth. It was known as a fact that disease was caused by bad humors in the blood, and that the cure was to drain some of the blood out of your body. And for those of you who are squeamish, they actually used leeches to accomplish this. Now, sometimes they still use leeches, but it's for a different reason. It used to be, well, in fact, it's still a lot of people think this, that is commonly referred to, that humans only use 10% of their brain. Or, you may have heard people say cracking your knuckles causes arthritis. Or people say that eating carrots will improve your eyesight. And the one that many people still believe to this day, unfortunately, is that women are intellectually inferior to men. That is proven wrong on an almost daily basis for those of you who have women in your life, because women are just as smart as men. So I want to make that clear, that is not something anybody that should believe. And when it comes to people who are not very smart, not very bright, men probably would rival women. Because there are people out there who are uneducated and they actually have driver's licenses. That's my pet peeve. People who do dumb things when they drive. I want to think, well, where did you learn how to drive? Getting back to my point. I read about a recent exchange between the AI that Bing, Microsoft Bing has created. They created an artificial intelligence. And a journalist was testing it out and asked about a movie. And the Bing AI answered that the movie would be coming out on a certain date, but the Bing AI had the date in 2022 rather than 2023. And the Bing AI got it somehow in its circuit boards that this movie was going to come out, that had already come out in the past. And the journalist, there was nothing the journalist could do. And so the journalist said, this is 2023, it's not 2022. And Bing said, no, basically, trust me, I am Bing AI, I know the date, it's 2022. And they went back and forth, and finally the reporter said, you know, my phone says that it's 2023. And Bing's response was, there's something wrong with your phone. You need to check something. You're obviously wrong. You're a human. I'm Bing, and I know more than you, and the date's 2022. This is a very creepy thing to hear from an artificial intelligence because of, you know, some of the movies of what, you know, what happens when AI goes rogue and decides that human beings are wrong about, you know, whatever, if they have power to wipe us out. But this is a very human tendency in the Bing AI, this human tendency that is exaggerated by the artificial intelligence, I think. Most humans have the approach of, I'm right and you're wrong. That's just the way we're wired. That's our first response. And sometimes you have evidence to the contrary and you won't even see the evidence. Now, as a mindset guy, I understand that a strong mindset is having the understanding that what you think you know might not be so. And also some of the things that you know, that you really think you know, is wrong. And what happens is when you know that you are right, you will never consider evidence to the contrary. That's a very human tendency. You see, your mind blocks out everything that questions your version of reality. The way you see the world, this is reality, this is what I know, and this is true. And anything that shakes that, anything that calls that into question, you reject it almost immediately. That's the first thing that you do. I do it too. The thing is that when reality crashes over you, it becomes a mental crisis. Think of the movie The Matrix. And the people who are living in the Matrix and the, you know, the people who are, you know, outside of the Matrix and kind of helping, you know, fighting against the machines, go into the Matrix and realize that most of the people there, you know, they say they're not ready. They can't, mentally, they could not handle the reality of the fact that they're living in a computer simulation. Now, what I'm saying is that for you and me to have a strong mindset is to be willing to question what you think you know and be willing to be wrong about it. Now, you don't have to go so far as the people who believe in the flat earth. I mean, there are still people out there who advocate and they swear up and down that the earth is flat and that it's all giant and a giant conspiracy out there that is keeping the truth from everybody. And the flat earth people are convinced they know the truth and everybody else is wrong. That is going too far. The earth is not flat, contrary to those of you who might be listening to this who believe in the flat earth. Is like, no, there it is. You're wrong about that. You be willing to be wrong. But for those, for the rest of us, I said, be willing to ask those kinds of questions. Be willing to question the things that you think you know. And be willing to be wrong. Be willing to look at all sides of things and change your mind. Because none of us know the entirety of what is true. And we have some things we're very wrong about, some things we just don't know. But if you're willing to be wrong and to ask questions, to change your perspective, to look at things differently, to open your mind, that is a sign of a healthy mindset. That is what I encourage you to do. Look at the things that you think you know and ask questions. That's the best way to get yourself into a flexible mindset, and a flexible mindset is a healthy mindset. Thank you a lot for listening. I will see you next time.